What's the feeling like, Trevor, of getting drafted?
It's been amazing. It's been a dream since I was so young, and just having it happen, and just I'm lost for words right now. It's just a dream come true.
Hey, Trevor, what's the fastest 40 time you've been clocked at?
Pretty sure it was 4.37 or something a little lower. It was at the combine with the hand time.
You suffered a head injury, I think, in your as a junior, maybe, was it? I guess, what was that like, then, to have you kind of reconsidering your career at all, or how did you get through that?
Can you repeat that question, please?
Yeah, you suffered a head injury at one point in your career. Did that?
Oh, yes, 2014.
Yeah, did that have you rethinking your career? I'm sure you've read stories about head injuries and stuff among football players.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, it was a three-game. I missed three games from that injury. And I came right back, full confidence. It was just a regular injury. It wasn't anything major like that. So no confidence or anything or a question about my football life really happened from that injury.
Do you think you can handle kick returns right away, Trevor, NFL?
I think I'm going to try to learn as much as I can about being a returner in the NFL. I know it's much different. The college level, I'm just going to go in and just learn as much as I can about being a returner and trying to make an impact on the team and help the team win.
Did you have much interest from the Packers going into the draft at all?
I haven't heard from them as much as other teams, but I have gotten a call from them about my draft day number and things like that. But overall, not as much as others, but I'm definitely stoked and happy to be a part of this organization. Such a great organization with such a great quarterback.
What do you know about the Packers? Did you follow them much? Or?
I mean, I know like basically my favorite quarterback is on their team, man. My boy that plays on their team from Cal. It's great. I mean, I haven't followed them completely throughout my career. I grew up in the Bay Area, but just knowing that they have such a great quarterback is amazing for a receiver like me.
Have you ever met Aaron Rodgers?
No, not yet, but I can't wait to.
Trevor, when you were coming out of high school, did you think at all about pursuing track in college?
At one point I did, but I just loved football more. I had the love for football. Track was more of just something to get me better for football because of that love I have for football.
Why'd you leave Hawaii?
Hawaii is a better opportunity. Go to a bigger school, be on a bigger stage. That's the main reason.
What do you think was your best game last year for your all-around ability, since you're kind of known for being an all-purpose?
Last year, I'd probably say Stanford. Even though it was a tough loss for us, I would say Stanford.
Trevor, did you say you grew up in the Bay Area?
Yes, sir.
So did that factor into the idea of leaving Hawaii and going to Cal, or was that not really part of it?
No, that wasn't part of it. I just wanted to go to a school that was going to make me become the best receiver I could be, and I knew that was Cal. I knew they had a lot of young receivers like Bryce Trex, Kenny Lawler, Maurice Harris, and all these guys, and I wanted to go in somewhere that was going to challenge me. I went in there without a scholarship for the first semester, and I just knew that I would have to compete every single day, and I knew that would make me better. I mean, I'm going up against a bunch of guys that are right now still in this draft and great receivers. So, I mean, it definitely worked out for the best.
What makes you so dangerous after the catch?
What makes you so dangerous after the catch?
I would say my quickness and my speed and my just knowledge to know where people are and reading blocks and things like that because of my return game. I take pride in that and knowing the game and knowing defenses, and I feel like that helps me a lot when it comes to catching the ball and knowing where defenders are and reading blocks.
What specific areas of your game do you think you need to improve for the NFL?
Improve for the NFL? I would say all the little things that be a receiver. I think everyone can work on everything in their game, and I feel like a lot of little things like separating. Even though I'm a fast person, I'm known to be a speed guy. I think that every guy in the NFL is bigger, faster, and stronger. And I know that it's going to be little things to get in and out of breaks and got him fast, you know, where you can separate against the corners fast, and it's not really going to separate you like that. So a lot of techniques in the line, getting in and out of breaks, separating against defenders, that's the biggest thing.
Did you see any press man coverage last season?
Any press coverage?
Yeah, did you see any press man coverage last season?
Yeah, a lot of press. They pressed us a lot. They wanted to get to the quarterback here and a lot of we didn't see a lot of off coverage when it came to outside receivers.
What are your expectations for where you might go in the draft, and what are you doing right now? Are you with family, or are you pacing around?
Yeah, I'm pacing around trying to be away from the family because they're a little too loud. I wouldn't be able to hear. So they're really excited. But yeah, projection-wise, I knew it was going to be a third day where I drafted. I mean, I wasn't trying to think about it too much. Just either way, I'm going to have to go in and put in hard work to show my skills and just basically build to be a better player and a part of the team.
Trevor, you're bouncing in and out, so if you could find a spot for us, that would be great.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Trevor, what did you do those couple days? Like you say, it's difficult with the waiting. What did you do to, you know, stay sane?
Oh, when I was waiting the whole time?
Yeah, what did you do to stay sane waiting to get drafted?
Oh, I was just trying to stay occupied doing something, and I try not to – I don't know. It's really nerve-wracking, you know, getting texts and figuring out where you're going. But, I mean, yeah, for the most part, I was just trying to keep my mind off of it and just pace around the house and figure out what I can do to try and not think about it too much.
Hawaii and California have some different weather. What are your thoughts on Wisconsin cold?
What are my thoughts about the cold? Well, I took a trip to Wisconsin. It was between University of Wisconsin and Cal before I went to Cal, and it was perfect weather when I went out there. But I mean, I'm perfectly fine with the cold. I actually love the snow and go snowboarding, so I mean, I love the snow a lot. So I can deal with any kind of weather.
Trevor, how well do you know Richard Rodgers?
I know him really well. I played with him in the 2013 season. I was a redshirt that year, but I watched him as a player, and I knew he was a great player. And yeah, I played with him, and he's my boy.
Trevor, did you work with Goff much in his workouts, you know, in front of scouts or anything like that, in the pro day, anything?
Yes, most all of his workouts, I was working out with him as a receiver.
What was that like? I assume there were millions of people around. What was that situation like?
It was great because it's more exposure for me and the rest of my guys as receivers, you know, having such a great quarterback to be our leader and basically have all these workouts for us. Some of them were just for him. We could just get him more exposure by being out there running routes for him, and that was just great for us.
Trevor, you mentioned the Cal guys that you already know, but there's a lot of Pac-12 guys here, and there's been a couple added in the draft, Martinez from Stanford and Clark from UCLA. Have you run across any of those guys that weren't Cal guys, but you faced them or knew them somehow?
I went to a really small school, so I didn't really see a lot of players in my league go to the same schools as the Pac-12 schools, so not very many.
Have you always been this fast? Like, were you, you know, the fastest kid in grade school all the time, that kind of thing?
For the most part, I mean, it was a learning process. I mean, running with perfect form and things like that. A lot of track day. I had to build it up, but for the most part, I mean, I've always known to be a faster guy, but always have to work at it.
You were pretty small, right? Like 150 pounds in high school?
In high school, 160?
Yeah, were you 150 pounds in high school?
Yeah. In high school, yeah.
Have you ever returned punts?
Yes, I have returned punts.
When have you returned punts? High school, college?
College and high school, yes.